It's time for Lincoln County Connections on KNPT, KWDP, and KBCH. Here's your host, Casey Miller.
Good morning, and welcome to Lincoln County Connections. Thanks for joining us today. We've got a great program for you. Brittany Russell is on the program. She's an outreach and education specialist with the CARE program out in Siletz. Good morning.
Good morning.
Just a quick reminder that Lincoln County Connections is broadcast every Thursday at 9 a.m. We talk to people like Brittany. We talk to organizations and other events that are happening all related to Lincoln County government and the interconnectedness of our community and the needs that we see. Now, Brittany, you came into a Board of Commissioner meeting. We have those every Wednesday, and we do proclamations. County business is conducted there, the signing of papers and contracts and the presentation of ideas. And you came in with
Jamie Irwin from My Sister's Place.
And talked about, it was teen violence and awareness,
teen dating violence awareness and prevention month, which is February.
And what do we have going on in February? It seems like there's a lot of events happening nationwide. That's just an example of one of them. Is that a yearly thing or is it brand new?
Teen dating violence awareness and prevention month started in 2010. Mm-hmm. Prior to that, it was in about 2005 or so. It started as 1 week of teen dating violence awareness and prevention, and it became an entire month in 2010. And it's focused on raising awareness of teen dating violence throughout middle schools and high schools in the United States, and kind of focuses on teaching kids about healthy relationships and how to avoid violence. And it's something that schools, counties, President Obama made a proclamation declaring mm-hmm. it Teen Dating Violence Awareness and Prevention Month in the United States.
It was enlightening for us to have you and Jamie, and let's give a shout out to her and My Sister's Place, to come into the commissioner's meeting and discuss this proclamation. We see a lot of different subjects come through. I thought that commissioners, they did a really good job and found it kind of engaging to ask you what are the ways to prevent violence against women and especially our youth. So let's talk about that in a little while, Brittany. But first of all, tell us about when you arrived in Lincoln County, how long you've been here, where'd you go to school, what's your background?
I moved to Lincoln County about a year and a half ago. I came here from Minnesota. I'd gone to school at Minnesota State Mankato, mm-hmm. and I came here to join the Lincoln County School District Homeless Program as an AmeriCorps member. So I spent a year there as an AmeriCorps member doing volunteer coordination.
Okay.
And right after I was finished with that, I transitioned directly into my position with the CARE program in Siletz.
Nice.
And I'm doing, outreach and education and volunteer coordination there as well.
Now, you said that this is a grant-funded program. Had it just started up, had it already been active when you were hired for the position?
By the time I got in the position, the grant had been through nearly 1 year. Our grant started in the late fall, and then it was March before our program coordinator and advocate started, and then I did not start until the end of August. So there was a lot of kind of time between when our grant was officially funded and before we got the program really up and running, because there's definitely a lot of logistical stuff that goes into mm-hmm. starting up a brand new domestic violence and sexual assault program.
It looks like it was a grant tied into public health. Is that correct? I mean, in a way, this really is kind of a public health issue.
It definitely is a public health issue, and we're with the Office on Violence Against Women and excuse me, the Department of Justice. And they do a lot of different grant programs, and one of them is the Focus on Violence Against Women, and that's the grant that we were awarded that allows us to be able to, do this advocacy work and do education work. And then we're continuing to apply for other grants. We're currently waiting here on a grant with the Office on Women's Health that would allow us to do a sort of weekend, overnight teen conference this summer to kind of educate teens on healthy relationships, anti-violence, anti-bullying, and some of that kind of stuff. So we're waiting to hear on that and hoping to get that one.
Yeah, I hope you do too. If you just joined the program, you're listening to Lincoln County Connections. We are talking to Brittany Russell. She's an outreach and education specialist with the Sillette's Care Program. That's Community Awareness, Respect, and Empowerment. Stay with us. We'll be back in just a moment, and we'll discuss more violence against women and what we can do to prevent it. We'll be right back.
Is your office supply store like Hall's Office Supply in Lincoln City? Does your office supply store carry art supplies like Hall's? Does your office supply store help you with your copy needs like Hall's? Does your office supply store look up forms and inkjets you need like Hall's Office Supply? One final question, does your office supply store deliver to your home or business anywhere from Pacific City to Glen Eden Beach? Hall's Office Supply of Lincoln City really does it all. That's Hall's. This weekend, thousands of people from all over gather to enjoy the Newport Seafood and Wine Festival. The biggest event on the coast takes place this weekend in Newport. TLC Federal Credit Union encourages you to attend, enjoy, and have a designated driver. TLC Federal Credit Union, with offices in Astoria, Seaside, Tillamook, Lincoln City, and Newport. Your coastal community credit union. That's TLC Federal Credit Union.
If you live on the Central Oregon coast or visiting, you'll probably be attending Newport Seafood and Wine Festival. Newport offers many things to do and see, along with great places to eat. Cobblestone Pizza uses the highest quality ingredients and is simply the best pizza on the Oregon coast. You can also enjoy their calzones, Italian grinders, and more. They invite you to eat in, take out, and they deliver. Cobblestone Pizza behind OSU Federal, North Newport. Call them at 265-3300.
At Advance Auto Parts, we believe the Internet's not just for sharing pictures of your food in sepia tone. At AdvanceAutoParts.com, it's for finding the right part and getting it delivered straight to your door fast. And when you spend $75 or more, that delivery is completely free. Great deals on parts from the comfort of your couch. Post that to your Twipper list, friend page. Service is our best part.
Advance Auto Parts.
Welcome back to Lincoln County Connections on KBCH, KWDP, and KNPT.
Welcome back to Lincoln County Connections. Yes, thanks for joining us on the program today, every Thursday at 9, here on KNPT. Also, you may be hearing us on KWDP Walport or KBCH Lincoln City, giving us that countywide coverage to bring great information to you. Brittany Russell on the program today. She's with Community Awareness, Respect, and Empowerment. That's CARE with the Sillette's Clinic. And kind of illustrate that a little bit more, Brittany. What do you do out there? We've got a clinic out in Sillette's. Let's talk about that because it's a pretty impressive facility.
Yes, the clinic, we're in a new facility that's been since about 2010. So our office is located in the clinic, and we do our primary, we have two staff members. Our coordinator and advocate does all the advocacy work. She works with any woman or man or families who are victims of domestic violence, sexual assault, dating violence, or
and
stalking.
That's Kelly Ellis?
Yep, Kelly Ellis. And she provides culturally specific services. We work with Native American victims or family members of Native American victims. So we could work with a non-Native spouse of a Native person. So help to provide culturally specific services, connect them to different resources, food stamps, TANF. There are different just resources available for women in domestic violence situations, as well as kind of helping them build safety plans if they're still with their abuser, kind of help build a plan to get out of that situation, mm-hmm. help them find the strength that they need to get out of that situation. She does a lot of empowering. She doesn't want to do the work for them. You know, the women need to really empower themselves to get out of that situation. And that helps, especially if they've been in an abusive situation for a long time where they've had a lot of that power stripped away from them by the abuser. It's very, very good for that woman to get empowered to be able to make those changes in her life while having the support of an advocate to kind of guide her through that.
When those services are unfolded out at the clinic, individuals can walk in for the services. You find yourself like Kelly, actually, will she be going to homes, a combination of things, or how do you find the service?
Well, to keep things sort of confidential, because confidentiality is definitely a big issue in domestic violence situations in general, But when you're in such a small community as Sillette's,
yeah,
and, you know, a situation where everybody knows everyone, it's really hard to keep things confidential. So Kelly will often receive phone calls from clients, and then she will go out and meet them at a an off-site location or somewhere that's safe for the client to be met at. So it's really led by the client as to where the meeting happens. If somebody discloses something while they're in the clinic, they can contact Kelly, and it's kind of up to that. Again, it's up to the client if they want to meet with Kelly in the clinic or if they want to wait until they think they might be in a safer situation.
So let's take a look at some of throw us some facts, Brittany, in case folks have never really thought about the issue. You know, it happens, violence against women and teens. Just give us some facts about the things that are happening in our community.
Well, I'll start with teens because it is the Teen Dating Violence Awareness Month.
Okay.
And there are nearly 1.5 million high school students who experience physical violence from a dating partner each year. And when you look at that number and you think that there are also, according to studies, 81% of parents don't believe that dating violence is an issue or admit that they don't know it's an issue. So it's definitely a really big lack of awareness that we have.
Mm-hmm.
And one in three adolescents is a victim of some form of violence, whether it's dating violence, verbal or emotional or sexual abuse mm-hmm. from a dating partner. So when we have, you know, 33% of our high school and middle school students being affected by this type of violence and only about 33% of them ever tell anyone. So it's definitely important that we sort of educate kids and educate adults on recognizing violence and knowing that there are places they can go and people they can talk to.
Yeah, watching over at the county courthouse and working a little about getting some of the information out about the Acosta case, and really looking at our victims advocacy department and some of the district attorneys and sort of the cathartic experience of the Acosta sentencing, I think, you know, I get the feeling it's tough. It's really frustrating to see the recidivism of the crimes and also the lack of empowerment that, you know, keeps a person in a dangerous cycle.
Mm-hmm.
So education seems to be one of the primary tools that you're using.
Definitely, and that's my position is outreach and education. So I focus on doing public awareness events like the Clothesline yeah. Project. We had people decorate T-shirts, and we displayed them in Sillette's just to raise awareness of domestic violence. And we're going to be doing a bunch of events in April, that's Sexual Assault Awareness Month. But keeping those activities going year-round, going in and speaking to schools, going in and speaking to church groups, employers, you know, putting out brochures and just making sure that you're talking with people and explaining to them, you know, giving them the facts about domestic violence. A lot of people don't realize that, or a lot of people have a lot of misconceptions about domestic violence.
Okay, we're talking to Brittany Russell. We've got another break. Let's take it. When we come back, let's identify some of the signs and the things to look for, Brittany, and do a little education. You're listening to Lincoln County Connections. We'll be right back.
Mills Ace Hardware has what you need to clean and organize your home. Sort out the stuff you wish to keep, then donate or toss the rest. Store what you need in an 18-gallon clear tote on sale at just $5 at Mills Ace Hardware in Lincoln City. Ace Garbage Bags also on sale at $4.99. Knock out your to-do list and spend your weekend relaxing with the help of the helpful hardware folks at Mills Ace Hardware's two stores in Lincoln City. Ace really is the place.
Hi, folks. Kim Wood, sales manager of Gold Superstore here in Newport. Here's what you get when you
get the gold.
New cars, we have them. Chevy, Buick, GMC, Cadillac, the Cruze, the Malibu, the Spark, the Sonic, the Equinox, and the exciting new XTS Cadillac. You know, right now is a great time to buy a new car, folks. The rebates are huge. The factory wants to move these folks. Financing as low as 1.99% for 72 months. We will not be beat on price. You will not find a better deal in the valley. Because right here at Gold Motors, folks, we're going to give you the best deal you can get anywhere.
Be sure when you stop to see our inventory, you sign up for a chance to win a brand new big screen TV. No purchase necessary. And look for the big American flag.
Gold Chevrolet Buick GMC Cadillac, 1422 North Coast Highway. All sales on approved credit.
See dealer for complete details.
Do you want to stay at home but need a little help? Let Adeo bring it to you. Adeo in Home Care offers help with personal care, including bathing, dressing, and grooming. Adeo can help with cleaning, errands, meals, and transportation. A medically based, RN-supported, thoroughly screened staff. For your free assessment and plan of care, call Adeo in Home Care, 574-8660, 574-8660. Medicaid and other insurances accepted.
Today we're asking people to name their one favorite meal for one from Stouffer's.
One favorite? Stouffer's lasagna. But how about the barbecue chicken?
Grilled white meat chicken coated with a sweet and tangy sauce with a side of cheesy potatoes topped with crisp bacon.
Yes.
So that's your one Stouffer's favorite.
Oh, but I also like Stouffer's meatloaf.
Classic meatloaf with a rich tomato glaze, smothered in a savory gravy with a tasty side of...
Hey, where are you going?
You kidding? The store!
Stock up on all your favorite Stouffer's meals for one. Today.
Lincoln County Connections is back on KNPT, KBCH, and KWDP.
Welcome back to Lincoln County Connections. We're talking to Brittany Russell. We kind of want to give you some examples of violence against women. And I think some of your examples are teen examples, but of course that works its way up. So what might be some behaviors that are kind of emotionally violent or physically violent, Brittany? Because identifying it's kind of a critical thing, isn't it?
Definitely.
I mean, if you didn't think that this was abnormal...
And that's definitely one of the issues, especially with the teenagers you run into, is they don't have a lot of experience with relationships and they don't know what is healthy or what is unhealthy, especially when they live in a home where there's domestic violence or emotional abuse. Mm-hmm. That's what they see every day, and children learn what they live. So they're seeing this abuse at home and they just carry it on into their lives. When people think of domestic violence, it's a lot of people automatically think to the hitting and you think to physical bruises, but emotional abuse, there is verbal abuse, financial abuse, there's lots of other kinds of abuse that are just as...
Mental abuse, head games.
Yeah, they are just as violent. There aren't as many physical bruises, and that's why it's harder to identify a lot of those violent behaviors. And they often start out small, and the person that's being abused doesn't always realize it. You know, maybe a woman is forced to quit her job and stay home with the children. If she wants to leave then later, she doesn't have that financial stability to
mm-hmm.
go.
Right.
She could be constantly put down by her abuser and begin to feel like she's worthless, begin to feel like no one wants her, and she doesn't want to leave that situation because at some point the abuser has convinced her that she's worthless and no one else wants her. So she might as well just stay with him.
And everything you do is wrong.
And it just gets harder and harder. And a lot of people will ask, you know, well, why didn't she leave? Why didn't she leave? And there are so many different reasons why a woman would stay in an abusive relationship. Oftentimes it's for her own safety or for the safety of her children. I have a couple example that was actually given from a batterer that explained how he helped keep his wife staying with him. And basically, he made her hit the children, threatened her, that said, if you don't hit them, I will hit them, and I will hit them harder. And so he forced her to hit the children, and then when she threatened to leave, he said, well, you've hit the children, and I can take this to court, and I'll get custody of the children, because you've abused them. So he used that against her to kind of keep her in that relationship.
Yeah, very awful and yet bizarre and twisted and... What about teens and young women who are maybe entering into their first relationships? I think you mentioned something like about texting, and what are we seeing out there in terms of violence perpetuated that way?
Right. A lot of kids, you know, when you first start a relationship, you start texting all the time, or maybe your partner wants to spend a lot of time with you, is calling mm-hmm. you all the time to check up on you. And for someone who's new in a relationship, this just may seem like, oh, this person really loves me, they really want to spend time with me. But there's definitely a line that it can cross fairly quickly. You know, if they're checking up on you constantly, they're texting you every, you know, 15, 20 minutes, wanting to know where you are, getting upset if you're not responding, kind of trying to take over all your time and pull you away from your friends. you know, this can seem to someone who's new in a relationship that, oh, this is just a good relationship, they want to spend time with me, but that's really unhealthy. It's important for people in relationships to maintain friendships mm-hmm. separate from their relationship and to maintain time apart, and it can get escalated pretty quickly if you're in a relationship like that.
Yeah, I mean, that's just our new, really, form of communication. What are some other things that you're teaching some of the young women about? Things to look for, things to identify?
Sexting is something really common, apparently, with the kids these days. And yeah. that's something that a lot of kids don't realize, that, you know, if you send a picture of yourself because your boyfriend asked you or your girlfriend asked you or a friend asked you, you know, you send that to that person, that doesn't mean that they aren't going to send it to someone else. They aren't going to forward it to someone else, and that kind of stuff can, like, get spread around and can then cause, you know, bullying and other types of issues at school. And also, you know, passing on pictures like that can actually result in legal issues.
Mm-hmm.
Other things that girls have to, or women, children, kids of any age have to watch out for in relationships is, you know, that physical abuse. You know, if your partner hits you and then promises, oh, we're never, oh, you know, I was just upset, I'll never do it again, that is kind of an indication of a cycle beginning. And it's just really important to watch out for your friends. If you have a friend who you think might be in an abusive relationship, mm-hmm. you might, you know, you've noticed they've become more withdrawn lately. They're making excuses for their boyfriend or girlfriend's behavior. It's really important to kind of keep an eye out for your friends and, you know, check with them. Make sure things are okay in their relationship. Ask if, you know, they need someone to talk to. Give them information of someone they can call. Just, you know, it's better to be safe than sorry. And, you know, just let them run their relationship stuff by someone to make sure that it's healthy behaviors.
Well, yeah, and identifying, you know, those behaviors as healthy, as you go out and talk about, you know, here's the spectrum of human behavior. You know, what's acceptable for you or completely unacceptable, you know, that whole spectrum. And I'm not watching a whole lot of TV these days being a new dad, but when I do turn it on, I realized how highly sexualized, you know, media is and the programs on television and stuff. So having you come out and really give this counterpoint, I think, is pretty important. And you're willing to go wherever it is with any organization. What's the extent of your services? And I know we're running out of time real fast here, Brittany. Who can take advantage of your education?
I'm definitely willing to come out and talk to anybody who, church groups, if you have, you know, you want me to come in and talk to your class or some of your employees about recognizing domestic violence, maybe within other employees. I can do, you know, anything: domestic violence, sexual assault, dating violence, stalking, and I just really want to get the word out and help end this cycle of violence, so I am willing to come talk to anybody in the Lincoln County area.
Wow, that's wonderful. Okay, and I know there's an event coming up. What is the SAM?
So SAM is Sexual Assault Awareness Month, and that is in April, and we are going to be holding a 5K run walk, and it will be a fundraiser that will benefit both the CARE program and my sister's place. And it's going to be a 5K run walk through the town of Siletz. We're going to have it start and end at the Siletz Valley School, and there's going to be just a big community fair, lots of resources, a silent auction, and we are in the stages right now of looking for sponsors and donations to that silent auction and volunteers that are willing to help out with the event.
Well, thank you, Brittany Russell, for coming on the program today. Once again, if you want outreach and education about violence against women, please contact her. Go through the Siletz website. Look for the CARE program. And thanks for listening.
News Talk 1310 AM and 98.3 FM, KNPT, and streaming live at knptam.com.